Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
I'm really glad that Pastor Bruce has given me this opportunity to share with the English congregation.
也谢谢 Kevin 的介绍。
And thank you for Kevin's recommendation.
上一次来这边分享的时候呢，我们很多是台风天的时候。
Last time I came here to preach, it was during typhoon time.
很开心今天看到每个人。
I'm glad to actually see everybody this time.
感谢神在 Taiwan 在我们教会里面做了很多的事情。
Thank God for doing all these amazing things in Taiwan in our family.
谢谢神给我们恩典。
Thank you God for the grace.
让我们一起来祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
主耶稣。
Lord,
主持的主, 你让我们更多透过今天的讲道,
Lord, I pray that through the preaching today, we can get to know even more.
认识你的教会,
to get to know your church.
释放你的同在一个恩典当中,
release your presence and grace.
让我们更多来认识你,
so that we can get to know you.
也更多来认识我们基督的肢体,
and also get to know this body of Christ.
奉主名祷告,
pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我非常感谢布鲁斯牧师选择这一段经文作为我们这个月的主题。
And I'm really thankful that Pastor Bruce has chosen these theme verses for the series.
我们一起来念这段经文, 一二三, 请。
Okay, let's read this together, Ephesians 4, 1-6. Okay. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And as I was reading this passage,
我常常会想使用我的想象力,
and I will often use my imagination.
想象力保罗在监狱里面,
imagine Paul when he was in prison.
他经过了这么多的服事之后,
and after so much serving and ministering,
他来写信给以弗所教会,
he was writing to the church of Ephesus.
他在物理上面有距离,
so there is a physical distance,
但他的心与他们同在,
but his heart was with them.
我想象如果说今天你在教会服事了一段时间,
so imagine when you have served in the church for some time,
然后你被抓到监狱里面去,
and then you got put into prison,
你在监狱里面祷告,
and you're praying in the prison,
你会写给你的弟兄姐妹什么样的信息?
What kind of message or letter would you write to your brothers and sisters?
相信是非常重要的信息。
I believe it would be a very important message.
非常喜欢以弗所书。
I really love Ephesians.
因为以弗所书呢, 它 不单纯只是一个理论而已。
Because Ephesians, this book of Ephesians is not just theoretical.
如果我们仔细地去读以弗所书的每一段经文,
if you really carefully study every passage in Ephesians,
我们会发现以弗所书它不只是理论, 而且它结合了实际上的行动。
It's not just, you would find that it's not just theory, but it has a lot of practical application.
这是一个活生生的圣经的经文。
This passage is alive.
它不单纯只是一个理论。
It's not just theory.
它是一个经过了多年侍奉的人所写的。
It's written by someone who has served for quite a while.
它是一个经过圣灵带领的人所写的。
It's been written by somebody who was filled with the Spirit.
它是一个经过许多领受神奥秘的人所写的。
It's been written by somebody who has received a lot of revelation and wonders from God.
而他如今来释放在众教会弟兄姐妹身上。
Now he is releasing this to all the brothers and sisters in church.
我们来看一下这个人。
Let's look at this person.
他是林义杰。
This is 林义杰, some
Kevin Lin.
Kevin Lin, okay.
Yeah,
thank you. Kevin Lin, that's his name.
他是台湾的一个超级马拉松的选手。
He's like an ultra marathoner in Taiwan.
我之所以提到他的原因是,
so the reason that I'm mentioning him,
我们的信仰生活就像跑步一样。
It's because our faith is like running.
而且它不是一个短跑。
It's not a short sprint.
它就像是一个超级马拉松一样。
It's an ultra marathon.
它就像是一个超级马拉松一样。
Is it like really, really long?
保罗说要我们向着标杆直跑，直等到最终的奖赏。
Paul said that we want to forget what is behind and run towards the goal that is the reward that is set before us.
当保罗最后写给提摩太的时候
，And when Paul was writing to Timothy,
他说他当跑路就已经跑进。
He said he has run the race.
接下来就换提摩太了。
Next, Timothy is up.
但是我们要来思考一件事情。
We need to come and think about this one thing.
我们的信仰道并不是只是一个人跑而已。
Our faith, we don't just run by ourselves.
我们是一起来跑的。
We're running together.
我们是一起来跑的。
We run together.
我们在同一个身体里面。
We're in one body.
而保罗在以弗所书这里面。
And Paul in the book of Ephesians.
他提供了一些很实际的内容。
He has provided some really practical content.
告诉我们，我们要作为一个基督徒的肢体，我们要怎么样子一起来跑。
He's telling us as Christians, how can we run together?
我们来念一下，我们请 Darren 念一下这段经文。
Okay, so I'm going to read Ephesians 4, verse 4. It says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call."
这边说我们有同样的一个身体。
It says that we have you know, the same body.
我们有同样一个圣灵。
Say that we have the same spirit.
这意味着我们有同样的指引。
Which means that we have the same call.
我们蒙召有同一个指望。
And when we are called, we have one the same hope.
我们有同一个身体。
Okay, same body.
我们被圣灵指引。
We are being called by the spirit.
而且我们有同样的盼望。
And we have the same hope.
我们有同样的期待跟方向。
We have the same expectations, the same directions.
下一张投影片。
Okay, and next slide. Okay, there we go.
这边说身体只有一个。
Okay, here it says one body.
当我们领用圣餐的时候
，So as we receive communion,
我们今天是吃主耶稣基督的身体。
So we are eating the body of Christ.
是只有一个身体。
It's only one body.
主耶稣破碎了他自己。
Jesus, he was broken.
他把他的身体分赐了给我们。
And he gave his body to us.
他把他的身体给了我们。
He gave his body for us.
我们同样都领受了他的身体。
All of us have received his body.
当我们领受主耶稣基督的身体的时候
，As we receive his body,
我们就像枝子连于葡萄树一般。
So we are like the divine branches.
我们全部都是枝子。
We are all branches.
我们一起连于一个葡萄树。
And we are all grafted in one vine.
所以我们是属于同一个身体的。
So we belong to one body.
但是我们在这个身体里面，我们有不同的功能。
But in this body, we actually have different functions.
我们来念段段。
Okay, so I'm going to read this passage just a little bit after our theme verses. So it says, "Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to man. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ."
So we find God put 不同的我们连接在一起。
So we can see that as God put all of us together,
有些是使徒,
some of them are apostles,
有些是先知,
some of them are prophets,
有些是传福音的,
evangelists,
有些是牧师,
and there are shepherds,
有些是教师,
and also teachers.
我们有不同的功能,
we have different functions,
我们有不同的特质,
we have different qualities,
我们有不同的样貌,
and we have a different appearance,
甚至我们有不同的背景,
we even have different backgrounds.
但是神要我们做什么样的事情呢？
But what does God want us to do?
神希望我们能够来成全众圣徒。
And then God wants us to complete the body of saints.
来建全基督的身体。
To build up this body of Christ.
来建造基督的身体。
And to establish this body of Christ.
所以我们可以看到我们是同一个身体。
So we can see we all are the same body.
而我们有什么样的功能呢？
But what kind of functions do we
have? 作为身体的一个部分。
So as being a part of the body,
一个小部分,
just a small part,
我们有什么样的功能呢?
What kind of function do we have?
我们的目的是我们要来成全众圣徒来建立基督的肢体。
So our goal is to build up the body of Christ, you know, to complete this church.
所以当我们在彼此合一的时候,
So as we are being united,
我们是彼此互相合作的,
We are collaborating with one another,
彼此互相着想的。
We're thinking and caring for one another.
想像林奕杰他在跑步的时候
okay, think about this Kevin Lin when he was running.
脚在跑步
so his feet, you know, they're running.
眼睛在做什么呢
what are his eyes doing?
眼睛在看前面的方向
his eyes are fixed in front of him.
眼睛在看有没有障碍物
and he's searching out there obstacles.
他的手在做什么呢
what are his arms doing?
好像感觉手在跑步的时候没有做什么事情。
It seems like when you're running, maybe your arms aren't doing much.
因为用不到手啊。
Because well, I mean, you're not using your arms.
但事实上，我们看跑步选手在跑步的时候
，But as we look at those runners as they run,
手看起来没有用。
Seems like their arms are pretty useless.
但是呢，他其实在维持身体的平衡。
But they are balancing the whole body.
当我们今天成为基督徒的肢体的时候
As we become a body of Christ,
我们是彼此建造的
we are building up one another.
我们是彼此合作的
We're collaborating with one another.
或许在跑步的时候
maybe, as we run,
脚在发挥最大的功能
maybe our legs are the most important part.
但是手在维持平衡
but our arms are keeping the balance.
眼睛在看着方向
and our eyes are guiding the direction.
接下来我们来看他说圣灵只有一个
Okay, next, we want to see one spirit.
我们所有的身体的所有的一个每个部分
So every part of our body,
在我们的实际的身体上面
we're talking about our actual physical bodies,
都受到我们意志我们大脑的控制
It's being controlled by our brain, our consciousness.
我们如果说我们的大脑没有办法控制的话
say if our brain loses control,
那就变成植物人
then you become, you know, you're paralyzed like a vegetable.
谁来控制基督的身体呢
So who is controlling the body of Christ?
是圣灵
It is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵在指引我们
This is the Holy Spirit that guides us.
是圣灵在指引我们作为教会的肢体我们该要怎么做
The Holy Spirit instructs us what kind of stuff should we do to beThe body of Christ.
不只是我们个人要怎么做
It's not just individually what do we do
是我们一起要怎么做
Corporately, together, what do we do
我们实际上应该怎么做呢
So in reality, yeah, what are we doing
我们才能够跟圣灵连接呢
How can we connect with the Holy Spirit
我们必须要来祷告
We have to pray Okay, so this passage is from Acts 13, 1-3 It says, Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger,Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off.
所以我们来看看《使徒行传》里面这些初代教会的信徒他们是怎么做的。
Okay, so let's look at Acts. The beginning of the church, what did they do?
当他们在教会面对重大决定的时候，他们是怎么做的？
And when they're faced with big decisions, what did they do?
我觉得当我仔细读这段经文的时候，我觉得非常有趣。
So as I look carefully to this passage, I think it's very interesting.
他这边说一些先知跟一些教师他们一起祷告。
It's saying that a lot of prophets and teachers are praying together.
他们不只是普通的祷告，他们还禁食祷告。
It's not just praying; they were fasting and praying.
我们想想看，一堆先知跟一堆教师。
About you know, a bunch of prophets and teachers.
他们应该是最能够领受神启示的人。
They're probably the kind of people that can most easily receive revelation from God.
他们可能是最能够了解圣经话语的人。
It might be the people that can most easily understand God's words.
但是在安提阿教会里面
，But in this church of Antioch,
这些好像最能够领受神启示并且最了解圣经的人，他们一起禁食祷告。
These people who seem to be able to most easily connect with God and receive revelation from Him, they were praying together.
想象一下，他们已经最能够了解圣经，他们也最能够领受神的启示，他们为什么要一起禁食祷告
？Think about these people who can easily understand God's word and receive revelation. Why are they still gathering and praying together?
我相信他们在祷告的时候
，So I really believe that as they were praying,
他们领受了一个共同的启示
，They receive a revelation together.
他们在彼此核对彼此的启示
，And they were confirming this revelation with one another.
他们在彼此查验他们彼此的启示
，They were examining one another's revelation.
他们在找到同样的方向
，They're looking for a common direction.
而在这个地方，在《使徒行传》第十三章里面
，So in this place in Acts 13,
我可以看到他们一起祷告之后，他们选择差派了保罗跟巴拿巴一起出去宣教。
So you can see at the end after they prayed that they set apart Barnabas and Saul for the work of ministry.
而这样这一趟宣教之旅
，in this mission trip,
建立了许多欧洲的教会。
It established a lot of churches in Europe.
他让保罗跟巴拿巴这两个人。
So they allowed Paul and Saul and Barnabas
被主所使用
and God they were used by God mightily.
不是保罗跟巴拿巴他们自己去的。
It's not just Paul and Barnabas. They just decided to go on their own.
他们背后有一个强大的团队。
There is a powerful team behind them.
他们为他们彼此代祷。
They're praying for each other.
按手在他们身上，给他们权力，给他们恩膏能力。
So they laid their hands on them and anointed them.
给他们权柄。
Gave them authority.
让他们去行使神要他们做的事情。
So they could do what God has called them to do.
是圣灵带领他们一起这样去做的。
It was the Holy Spirit that led them to do this.
不只是保罗跟巴拿巴宣教而已。
It's not just Paul and Barnabas and evangelizing.
很多人在新约圣经里面，他会说保罗是在新约里面最伟大的宣教士。
So a lot of people would say, oh, in the New Testament, Paul was the greatest missionary.
但我要说，安提阿教会是在新约里面最伟大的宣教的教会。
But I would say, you know, the Church of Antioch in the New Testament, that's the most powerful missionary church.
这些敬虔爱主的人
These people who are so devoted to God,
他们一起的祷告
They pray together.
愿意聆听圣灵的声音
They're willing to listen to the Holy Spirit.
愿意降服圣灵
They're willing to obey the Holy Spirit.
差派了圣灵要他们差派人出去
Send the people that the Holy Spirit wanted to send.
接下来我们来看蒙召有同一个指望
Okay, next, we'll look at one hope in our calling.
这边
Okay, so in this verse it says, Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God.
所以这边说，他说我们都是有同样的一个指望。
So now, here it says that we have the same hope.
当我们教会在运作的过程当中
，as our church is working together,
我们需要有同一个指望。
We need to have the same hope.
我们其实事实上也领受了同一个指望。
Because in fact, we receive this.Same hope.
这个指望是我们信同一个神。
This hope is the hope of where we believe the same God.
耶稣他从死里复活了。
Jesus, who was raised from the dead,
他释放了信心跟盼望在我们当中。
He released this faith and hope within us.
这个信心跟盼望是在神的里面的。
And this faith and hope is in God.
在神的里面我们有盼望。
In God, we have hope.
当我们有同样的盼望的时候
As we have the same hope,
我们要怎么样真的去实践这件事情呢
How are we going to act it out?
我们在盼望里面我们要把我们的侍奉把我们的服事交给上帝来掌权
So in this hope, we need to give our ministry and our actions to God so he has the authority
我们相信上帝掌权在我们的侍奉当中
So we believe that God is reigning in our ministry.
我们相信上帝掌权在我们的侍奉里面。
And we believe that God has authority in our ministry.
纵然有些情况看起来是不如意的。
But even though there are some situations that don't seem ideal.
纵然在有些情况里面看起来好像是不好的。
But even though some situations might look pretty bad.
甚至我们在做对的事情的过程中有许多的阻碍。
And even as we do the right things, we might encounter a lot of obstacles.
甚至在这些过程当中我们可能有许多的冲突。
Or even we may have conflict with each other.
可是我们有同一个指望。
But we have the same hope.
我们有同样的信心。
We have the same faith.
我们相信上帝掌权在我们的教会里面。
And we believe that God has authority in our church.
掌权在我们教会的每一个弟兄姐妹身上。
He has authority in everyone's life.
无论我们在哪一个季节里面。
No matter what kind of season we're in right now.
无论我们在哪一个生命的境况里面。
It doesn't matter what stage of life that we're in.
我们都相信神。
We all believe in God.
这个信心不是在于我有能力。
And this faith is not just talking about, oh, I have the ability.
这个信心不在于某些人特别有能力。
It's not about the faith that some people have extra abilities.
这个信心不在于我们有很棒的讲员。
And this faith is not about having great speakers.
这个信心不在于我们有很好的敬拜团。
And this faith is not about having an amazing worship band.
或是这个信心也不在于我们有很多人在我们教会很乐意奉献。
And this faith is not even about having a lot of people who are willing to serve at our church.
这个信心是我们有一个死里复活的神。
This faith is about having a God who came, who was raised from the dead.
他把死里复活的生命赏赐的给我们。
He gave this resurrecting life.
所以我们蒙召了。
So we were being called.
我们有同一个盼望。
We have the same hope.
接下来我们要来看一主一信一洗。
Okay, so let's look at this verse. It says, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism."
当我刚开始信主的时候，我在读以弗所书的时候
，So when I first became a believer, I was reading the book of Ephesians.
我其实看的不是很明白
，I actually did not understand very much.
我觉得好像只是保罗在写作文
，It seems like Paul was just writing an essay.
好像一主一喜，一主一信一喜一神。
And it's talking about one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God.
这样写起来好像很有气势。
Well, it sounds so cool if you read it like that.
但是我看不懂他在写什么。
But I didn't understand what he was really talking about.
但是我发现一件事情。
But I realized one thing.
当我开始进入到教会的侍奉当中的时候。
As I entered the ministry of church.
开始进入到上帝对我的呼召当中的时候。
I started to enter into the calling that God has for me.
我开始更了解圣经。
I started to understand the Bible more.
因为圣经是给耶稣基督的门徒的
，because the Bible is for the disciples of Jesus，
是给那些顺从耶稣的人的。
It's for people who are trusting in Jesus。
耶稣，如果我们要了解圣经
，so if we want to understand the Bible，
如果我们想要更了解使徒行传
，we really want to understand the Book of Acts，
对新约更有体会
，to have more revelation about the New Testament，
我们要进入到神的呼召里面
，we have to enter into God's calling first，
我们要进入到神的肢体里面
，we need to enter into God's body。
当我们进入到神的呼召跟神的肢体里面的时候，我们会更了解保罗在说些什么。
So as we get enter into God's calling, God's body, we'll more on, better understand what Paul is writing about.
因为我们好像就站在那个收件人相似的位置上面。
Because it's like we're in the shoes of people who are receiving this letter from Paul.
就开始更有体会。
And we'll start to have a lot more understanding.
保罗说这边说一主一信一信一信一喜。
So Paul here says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
这边一主指的是耶稣基督。
So the one Lord is Jesus Christ.
这边一信是指的我们因信称义。
This one faith talks about us being justified by faith.
这边一喜指的是我们归于基督，连于基督的身体。
And this baptism talks about us belonging to Christ and being connected to his body. Okay. So here's another passage. And then 1 Corinthians 1:2 says,To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints to get together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both the Lord and ours.
我很喜欢保罗所写的保罗书信。
So I really like the letters that Paul wrote.
在这边保罗常在写信的过程当中，他一开始就会呼召出他写信对象的身份。
So,Oftentimes, when Paul is writing in the very beginning, he would just call out the identity of those he's writing to.
因为这是我们从哪里开始。
Because this is where we're starting.
他这边写，当保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候。
So here in the book of Corinthians, as Paul was writing to them,
他说教会啊，你们是神的教会。
He says that you are the church of God.
而我们这些人啊。
And so those people like us.
你们是在基督里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
You are those that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. You are called to be saints together.
就是在所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督名之人的。
You are those in every place that call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
基督是我们的主。
Jesus is our Lord.
也是他们的主。
It's also their Lord.
基督是我们每一个人的主。
Jesus is the Lord of each one of us.
所以保罗他在写信给众教会的时候。
So Paul, when he was writing to many different churches,
他很强调这一点。
He always emphasized this.
他非常喜欢强调这点。
He liked to emphasize this.
他想要来告唤起我们，我们有一个身份。
He wants to help us remember that we have an identity.
我们是蒙召的。
We are called by God.
我们是做圣徒的。
We are saints.
而我们就有同一个主。
And we have the same Lord.
我们的主就是主耶稣基督。
Our Lord is Jesus Christ.
他主耶稣基督为我们做了什么事情呢
？So what did the Lord Jesus Christ do for us?
他使那无罪的代替我们成为罪。
So here it says he was sin, but even though he knew no sin,
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
上帝使无罪的耶稣替我们代替了我们的罪。
So God used Jesus who to be sin, who knew no sin.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
This is an amazing truth.
当我们都知道我们自己是蒙恩的。
So when we know that we are blessed.
当我们都知道我们是需要被救赎的。
We know that we need to be saved.
我们可以更能够给彼此恩典。
We can give each other more grace.
我们更可以饶恕彼此的冒犯。
We can forgive the offenses of each other.
因为我们都知道 我们是那个有罪的。
Because we know that we are those who have sinned.
我们同时也知道我们是那个蒙神恩典救赎的。
We also know that we are those who have received God's grace and salvation.
而这个恩典跟救赎并不用只给少数的人而已。
And this grace and salvation is not just for select a few people.
他给我们当中的所有人。
He has given us to all of us.
这边他说神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人并没有分别。
It says here, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ is for all who believe, and there is no distinction.
当我们越蒙恩的时候
So as we are blessed,
我们越知道
and then we will increasingly get to know
在我们旁边的这个人
that the person next to me,
在我们旁边的那个人
the person over there,
他同样也是被神所蒙恩的。
They are also blessed.
不管他的生命光景如何
It doesn't matter what their life looks like right now.
不管他是不是冒犯了我们
Even after they've offended us in some way.
他也是被神所蒙恩的
They are blessed by God.
接下来我们要讲到受洗
So now we talk about baptism.
感谢神我们今年在中英文堂都有很多人受洗
So praise the Lord that in both the congregations we have a lot of people who got baptized this year.
感谢神
Praise God, thank you God.
而当我们受洗之后
but after we get baptized,
我们不只是连于主
we don't just get connected with God,
我们也是连于基督的身体
we're also connected with the body of Christ.
我们可以看到在使徒行传里面
so we can see in Acts,
当这些人他们信主之后
after these people became Christians,
他们开始的生活在一起
They started to live together.
遵守使徒的教训。
They started to follow the apostles' teachings.
并且一起的擘饼，一起的祷告。
They were breaking bread together, praying together.
所以我觉得保罗他写这封信的时候非常特别。
So I really believe like when Paul was writing this letter, it was very special.
他提到受洗。
He's talking about baptism.
他让我们回到那个过去的经验里面。
He's reminding of this experience previously.
当我们受洗的时候
，as we got baptized,
我们会发现旁边有很多弟兄姐妹为我们欢庆，对吗
？You remember there are lots of brothers and sisters. They're rejoicing around us.
好多弟兄姐妹来向我们说，恭喜你成为基督的孩子了。
There's so many brothers and sisters coming to us to say congratulations for being God's
children. 然后大家彼此的拥抱
，and everyone hugging each other, embracing one another.
当我们受洗之后
，after we get baptized,
我们有一个新的身份
，we have a new identity.
我们是主里面的一家人
，we are one family.
我们在主里面是一家人
，in Jesus we are one family.
最后，保罗提到一神
，so Paul mentions one God.
他说这边说一神就是众人的父
，is one God and Father of all.
超乎众人之上
，who is over all.
冠乎众人之中。
And through all,
也住在众人之内
and in all.
当我刚开始在信主的时候，我在读这段经文的时候
，So when I first became a Christian, I was reading this passage.
我觉得保罗的作文真的很厉害。
I thought, man, he's really good at writing essays.
哇，他写的作文好有气势啊
！It sounds so epic.
哇，他这个冠乎众人之中
，He says, you know, like over all and through all.
然后又住在众人之内
in all,
哇他讲的好厉害但是我听不是很懂
so cool, but I don't really understand.
但是我开始慢慢的在更多了解圣经的时候
but slowly and surely I was just starting to understand the Bible more
更多与主连接的时候
so I got more connected to God
我真的相信保罗在写这个圣经的时候有圣灵的带领
I really believe that when God was writing these words, he was led by the Holy Spirit.
我相信保罗在写这个圣经的时候，他在祷告。
I really believe that as he was writing this, he was also praying.
他在与主连结。
He was connected to God.
他在领受主耶稣基督的启示。
He was receiving this revelation from Christ.
他在跟神之间有一个奇妙的相遇。
And there's an amazing encounter between him and God.
所以邀请大家闭上眼睛，使用你的想象力。
Okay, so I want to invite you all right now to close your eyes and use your imagination.
来感受。
So use your spirit.
想象你是保罗。
Okay, imagine that you're Paul. Okay.
我们有一个神。
We have one God.
他就在我们的面前。
He is right in front of us.
他是我们众人的父。
He is the Father of all.
他超乎众人之上。
He is over all of us.
他冠乎众人之中。
He is through all.
也住在众人之内。
And he lives in all of us.
这是一个画面。
Okay, there's an image, right?
神的灵就运行在我们当中。
And this image of God's spirit is working among us.
运行在我们每一个人里面。
Is working in each one of us.
这是有能力有恩膏的圣灵。
This is the anointed, a powerful Holy Spirit.
这是像让耶稣基督从死里复活的灵。
This is the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead.
而这个灵它也运行在我们当中。
And this spirit is working among us right now.
运行在我们整个教会里面。
He's working among the whole church.
运行在我们的会堂当中。
He is right here in the sanctuary.
神他的恩膏他的恩典他的同在要释放在我们的教会里面。
So God's anointing, His grace, He's going to release it.
要让我们能够来与他连接。
So that we can connect with Him.
要让众人能够来明白神的恩召是有何等的指望。
So everyone can get to know God's calling, how amazing, how hopeful that is.
最后我们邀请敬拜团到台上来。
Okay, now I want to invite the worship band to come up.
这边说我们只有一位神。
Okay, here it says that there is one God.
他就是父。
He is the Father.
万物就本于他。
From whom are all things?
万物我们也归于他。
For him, for whom we exist.
我发现当我在读以弗所书的时候。
So I realized that as I was reading Ephesians.
当我被圣灵所触碰的时候。
As I feel touched by the Holy Spirit,
我开始掉眼泪。
I started, the tears started to come down.
我开始感受到保罗的心意。
I started to realize what Paul was feeling.
那个在监狱里面的保罗。
The Paul who was in prison.
他实际上他跟以弗所教会有个物理隔绝的距离。
So even though he was physically separated from the church,
但是他心心思念着他所建造的教会。
But his heart was really with the church that he established.
他深深地在建造，思念着他所爱的弟兄姐妹。
He's really thinking about and missing those brothers and sisters.
我想要用最后的这个祷告，保罗的祷告来做今天的结尾。
Okay, so I want to use this prayer from Paul to end the sermon today.
其实，在以弗所书第三章的最后。
So in Ephesians, at the end of chapter 3,
这是保罗的祷告。
This is Paul's prayer.
想象一下保罗他在写以弗所书的时候。
Just imagine as he was writing this book of Ephesians,
他被神的灵充满。
He was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他过去在跟以弗所教会在互动的时候。
As he was interacting with the church of Ephesus,
他跟我们像现在一样一起敬拜。
He's worshiping like right now with us.
一起祷告。
He is praying together.
一起经历了那神迹奇事。
To experience the wonders and miracles.
而保罗那时候在监狱里面。
But at this moment, Paul was in prison.
保罗说我在父面前屈膝。
Says, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father,
天上地下的各家,
from whom every family in heaven and on earth
都是从他得名,
is named,
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀,
that according to the riches of his glory,
借着他的灵,
he may grant you to be strengthened with power,
叫你们心里的力量刚强起来,
through his spirit and your inner being,
使基督因你们的信
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
住在你们心里。
Yep.
叫你们的爱心有根有基。
That you being rooted and grounded in love.
能和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
May have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
并且知道这爱过于人所能测度的。
And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge.
并叫神一切所充满的都充满了你们。
That you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大能大力。
So now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think.
充充足足地成就一切。
So according to the power at work within us.
超过我们所求所想的。
So more abundantly than what we ask or think.
但愿在他的教会中
I pray that in his church
并在基督耶稣里
in Christ Jesus
得着荣耀
that he will be, the all glory be to him
直到世世代代
throughout all generations
永永远远
forever and ever
这是保罗的祷告
this is Paul's prayer
Amen
Amen
我们邀请各位弟兄姐妹从座位上面站立起来
so we invite you all to stand from your seats
呀，我们邀请大家在敬拜团敬拜的时候
，We invite all of you as we worship，
更多邀请神的灵来充满在我们当中。
Invite the Holy Spirit to fill us even more。
我们有同一个神
，We have one God。
我们一起顺服他
，Let's all obey Him together。
我们一起来领受他的指引。
Let's all receive His call.
愿神的荣耀要来充满我们的教会。
May God's glory fill our church.
愿神的荣耀要来充满我们的教会。
May God's glory fill our church.
愿我们的教会有更多人能够来蒙神的引领。
So may more people in our church get this call from the Lord.
愿我们教会有更多人能够像保罗一样屈膝的来祷告。
May more people from our church will bow their knees like Paul did.
为他的教会祷告。
To pray for their church.
为他的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Pray for their brothers and sisters.
主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
你更多来释放你的恩典。
Release more of your glory.
你更多来释放你的荣耀。
Release more of your glory.
在我们的教会当中。
Among this church.
主耶稣，你让我们更多能够来顺服你。
Lord Jesus, pray that we better surrender to you.
让我们更多来进入到你的命定里面。
We can enter into this destiny.
让我们更多来被你所指引。
We can be more guided by you.
让我们更多来领受你的恩典。
We can receive more of that grace.
并且让我们更多用神的眼光来看我们自己以及我们旁边的人。
You better see the people around us in your perspective.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
With all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.